could spend this time just giving anecdotes of Brit. When I met her mother, I fell in love with her mother, and through her mother, I also fell in love with Hannah, Derek, and Brit. I could give you anecdotes of Brit popping out of a pile of clothes on the couch when we're walking through the living room, and her laughing and us joining her. Her jumping rope while she walked her two turtles in the backyard. But what I really want to say is that her mother, and God bless her, loves her kids to death and has done and would do anything and everything to keep her children safe. Anything and everything. There are several times where Brit was reeling out bad situations, bad circles and stuff, and her mom did everything she could. To reel her back in. And she did. And she did. And she did. And in Brit's last days, that was the thing that her mom would say over and over again, saying, Brit, I've tried to keep you safe. I can't do it this time. And it would break her heart, and it would break my heart. On the day that Brit's body died, on the evening Brit's body died, it was raining very gently. And in events such as these, I imagine everyone, I know myself, I place significance on day-to-day things of how it relates to Brit and what's happening. A song on the radio, anything, and it speaks to me in context of Brit. This is around 9:30, quarter to 10 in the evening on Thursday. Haley, our 4-year-old, was asleep. I walked outside our home, and it was raining ever so gently. And then it started raining a little bit harder, and I knew that Brit's body had passed away. And if there wasn't thunder in the distance and flashes of lightning in the distance, and it started to rain harder, and I felt Brit, and I felt those raindrops were tears, but I felt that they were tears of joy. And I felt Brit saying that, I'm safe now. I'm safe now, you guys. No one can hurt me. I'm safe. And though I truly believe that, it's some comfort, but not a whole lot of comfort, in those days that she was in the hospital and those days leading to here right now. And I just wanted to share that and share my love for Brit. Thank you.
the night they took Britt off the respirator, which I really believe she had left probably Saturday, from what the doctors say was happening with her body. And I had fought so hard to bring her back, and there's only so much you can do. And but I wasn't really willing to accept it yet. And I left the hospital, and this is how I felt. And it's a poem from W.H. Auden, and it's Song 9 from the 12 Songs. Stop all the clocks, cut off the toll zone, prevent the dog from barking with a juicy bone. Silence the pianos, and with muffled drum, bring out the coffin, let the mourners come. Let aeroplanes circling, moaning overhead, scribbling on the sky the message, she is dead. Put crape bows around the white necks of the public doves. Let the traffic policemen wear black cotton gloves. She was my north, my south, my east and my west, my working week and my Sunday rest, my moon, my noon, my midnight, my talk and my song. I thought that love would last forever, but I was wrong. The stars are not wanted now. Put out everyone. Pack up the moon and dismantle the sun. Pour away the ocean and sweep up the wood. For nothing now can ever come to any good. And I've never been so broken in my life, and I will never be the same. But you know what? She had already worked her magic on me, and my life was never the same from the moment she was growing inside of me. She was this magical, free little spirit, and it was so hard to let her go. But I am so thankful for the 21 years, 3 months, and 1 day. And I haven't quite figured out the minutes, hours, minutes, and even nanoseconds, because every moment with her was so precious. She lived life to the fullest, whatever she was doing. But I thank you all for caring for her, each in your own way. And she's with each of you now, and each of you that gave to her are a part of her. And she will be watching over you. You will each have a guardian angel, Britt, and she'll let you know what she feels like or how she feels about what you're doing. But there is a hope, and the hope is in the belief that her dad was talking about, that she sustained from childhood, and that carried her through. And in her darkest moments, that I really didn't know if she still held on to the hope, we would talk, and she did.